The Good Neighbor Initiative aims to make a difference in Chapel Hill by encouraging students to be a positive influence in the area and celebrate community living between students and non-student residents. The initiative was founded in 2004 by the Chapel Hill Police Department. Aaron Bockenheimer, the Executive Director of Off-Campus Student Life and Community Partnerships at UNC, said the group's purpose is to welcome students and introduce them to their neighbors to create a welcoming and inclusive environment.
They took some folks out into several of the near campus and downtown neighborhoods and knocked on some doors of some houses that over the previous few years had been sort of hot spots for things like loud noise, trash, parking issues. And there was a notice that students were changing in those houses, but the problems were staying similar year after year.
UNC student Sophie Dubois got involved with the Good Neighbor Initiative through the Jackson Center, an affordable housing nonprofit that does work in history preservation and community building within the historically Black neighborhoods in Chapel Hill. The focus of the Jackson Center is maintaining, capturing, sharing, and preserving history, and she said it's crucial for students to learn they're a part of a historically important community.
They're one of the partners that Aaron was mentioning, and answering to some concerns within the neighborhood about the relationship between long-term residents and the students moving in, and like Aaron said, sort of acting on those proactively by letting students know that, like, these long-term residents aren't their enemies. These long-term residents aren't mad that they're there. They just want people to know about the history of their neighborhood and why they should be treating this neighborhood with respect.
Bockenheimer added, it's beneficial to introduce students and permanent residents to each other to improve their quality of living and overall living experience.
I think sometimes there's a misperception in both directions at times that students are a little wary of permanent neighbors and think that permanent neighbors don't want them there. And permanent neighbors are sometimes a little apprehensive of, oh, well, students are just here. They think they're going to live in a student neighborhood and party all the time, right?
Students can register a party they're hosting with the university or town. If they receive a noise complaint, they'll get a text asking to turn the volume down rather than the police getting involved. Bockenheimer added, Chapel Hill is more than just a college town. He said, although students may see themselves as a temporary fixture to the neighborhood, they're not, because students will always reside in the area.
Once students get that, they very much want to be a positive contributor to that legacy. They don't want to be the student that creates a problem.
Bockenheimer noted the group rarely sees repeat violations once talked to by the Good Neighbor Initiative. The program is hosting a community cookout at Hargrave Center in the Northside neighborhood on Wednesday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. They'll offer free food, music, games, and entertainment. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Madison Ward.